I want you to know there are some things in your life this morning that needs to be eliminated from your life so that you can run the race and be a vessel of honor.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
This is a brand new message series from Pastor Rogers entitled, Now Open. This is part one from that series entitled, Chosen Vessels. Let's go into the message today with Pastor Rogers.
Some folks are so preoccupied with the container, and they forget, unless there's something in the container, there is no value to the container. Come on, somebody. As long as there's water, who wants this? Nobody wants this. Now, it's chosen, but it only gets its value when there's something in it. Otherwise, it's good for nothing. In fact, not even the landfill wants it. Come on, somebody. You're chosen for a purpose. The vessel, the person has to be chosen by God, but it needs value. That's the reason why that the scripture says in 2 Corinthians 4, verse number 7, but we have this treasure. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, in clay pots, in something that's normally useless. That's what God did to you when he created you. He said, you can't do this on your own. You're just the container. But I'm going to breathe into you, and you will become a living soul ready to be used. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that doesn't mean that the day you get saved, everything's just going to happen. Now there's this maturing process. That's really where it gets tough, isn't it? Because I think I should be singing. I think I should be. And the moment you do that, you set yourself back in the process. Because now you're valuing the container above the contents. And we got a problem because the contents is the treasure in the earthen vessel. You have to make a distinction between the container and the contents. There's treasure in the earthen vessel. There's treasure, there's value that comes into the earthen vessel. The light that's in that lantern up there. Understand this. God places the extraordinary anointing in ordinary vessels. You have to be chosen to carry something more valuable than the vessel. The vessel is valued by the contents it carries. If you don't want any water, I couldn't give it to you. But if you're thirsty, even a little drop, I like that. That's the reason why I'm not in the NBA either. Just a little drop of water. In fact, the Bible says of the rich man who found himself in hell, he said, if you could just let a little bit of water drop down here. Ladies and gentlemen, just a little something from God can make the difference. But you cannot place the container over the value of the contents. The light is in the lantern, and that is the purpose for which the lantern was made. The lantern is not the light. Come on, somebody. But the light is not the lantern. The Apostle John said in chapter number 1, when they started asking him, hey, are you the one that sinned? He said, I'm not that light. I just came to bear witness of the light that's coming, Jesus Christ. I'm just the vessel. I'm just the container. I'm not the light, but I have the light. I'm not the light, but I do have the light. Come on, somebody. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I'm not it, but I've got it. Oh, yeah. God has an investment in the vessel, and he calls that investment the treasure. This treasure. Well, let me make sure you understand what that treasure is. That treasure is none other than Jesus Christ. The one who saved you, the one who chose you, the one who puts a spirit living on the inside of you. But who gets the privilege then to carry this treasure? Only those that are chosen. And you don't get to choose what kind of vessel you are. Because some vessels are only temporary. And some vessels are just common. But they're temporary. He said, listen, if you will stay in the process of maturity, when you grow up, you can move from this to this. But you got to stay. Here is a perfect example of something that was produced quickly, inexpensively, and is so common in our house that we will throw it away and buy something else. But something else that stayed on the wheel, got in the heat, formed up, and stayed around long enough to put some gold leaf around the top. That, my friend, is the maturing process that I speak of today. You're a chosen vessel, but who wants to stay a paper cup all of their life? And all the paper cups said amen. There is a process. There is a molding of the clay in order to be entrusted with this treasure. There are vessels, the Bible says, that are common in the house and vessels that are uncommon. Vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. Now, that does not mean that they're not useful just because he calls them dishonor. It just means their value is not as much as something else. Not because they're not important to the kingdom and play their role. They just didn't stay in the process long enough to become something that is so fragile that you put it on the shelf and look at it as something valuable. The vessels are valued by the content. Here's what the book says in 2 Timothy chapter 2. In a wealthy home, there are dishes made of gold and silver, some of wood and clay. The expensive dishes are used for guests, and the cheap ones are used for the kitchen or to put garbage in. He said, if you want to be something that's up on the scale and be useful for something different other than being tossed aside after it's been used one time, oh, I want to be used one time, or do you want to be used multiple times? I mean, the person who is used one time, and that's great. But I can tell you, nobody wants to stay in that position because that one gets thrown away after it's been used one time. Well, how can I be used more than that? I'm glad you asked. You got to stay on the wheel. You don't get like this by being pressed out of a machine. Somebody had to put their hands on this. Somebody had to carve it out. Somebody had to go in there and cut out things that weren't supposed to be. Are you getting this morning? Somebody had to carve it out of something that was at one point just nothing more than a shell, just glass particles put together. But somebody put their hands on it and started shaving away the things that didn't belong, so that when you look at the vessel now, it's nothing of what it looked like before. And yet it was chosen even in the state that it was in before it ever got there. Is anybody with me this morning? I want to tell you four things quickly this morning of the vessels that God uses. The vessels God uses. The vessel God uses, first of all, is the vessel that's near. Close proximity, the vessel that is accessible, available, near to God. The vessel near the user is most likely to be used because of its proximity. I'll tell you which one it is. All these came from my house. This is it right here. Look at that. This is the one that I'll grab all the time. I can use any of this, but this one is the one. Why? Because it's near the sink. It's closest that I can grab. If I drop it on the ground, it just bounces around, but it'll be all right in the morning. Come on, somebody. I mean, I got something that's so close in proximity. It's near. It's available. It's not me having to go and search in there because Rita's got these things all packed away somewhere up over there where the lights are shining, all that kind of stuff. And if I have to go over there, no, first of all, I want more capacity than what that has to offer right there because I don't want to keep going back. If I really have my real glass out here, it's about twice the size. Y'all know what I'm talking about, the mega. What is the vessel God uses? It's the one near, within the reach of God. Now, no matter how nice, no matter how clean, no matter how shiny your vessel is, if you're not available, I'm about to preach right now. If you're not available, if you're all tied up when God needs a vessel, if you're all busy, I'm busy, God. I can't come to church today. I'm busy. I don't have time to do any of that ministry stuff. I'm busy. If you're all tied up, if you're not near, if you're out of the reach of God, I've been saying, oh, yeah, I've been chosen. Yeah, but you're not available. Every time God starts searching for somebody that he can use, you're too busy. Wait a minute now, y'all were shouting a few minutes ago. Because I don't know about you. I don't know. Maybe I'm just talking about myself. If it takes too long for me to get the glass, I ain't using it. Come on, somebody. I've been known to go down and buy something. Where's the ice chest? I don't know. It's way up. That's all right. Forget it. I'll just go get me some. Don't look at me strange. You know what I'm talking about. If it's not right there where I can put my hands on it, something's going to have to happen. And when I do find it, there's going to be some serious consequences. Sir. Come on, somebody. Are you with me? Get this. Sometimes our greatest ability for God is our availability. I want to say that again in case you missed it. Sometimes our greatest ability for God, oh, Lord, make me a healing evangelist. He said, actually, I just need you to stand here at the Home Depot and witness to this cashier right here. Actually, I need you to get off of yourself and walk next door and carry the widow next door a bag of groceries because she's starving and give it to her in the name of Jesus. Don't put no tag on it and tell them that you owe me now. Actually, I need you to be able to be quiet so I can speak to you. To be where God has called us within his reach. Isaiah 6, God, if you're looking for somebody, here I am, send me. Samuel was laying there in the bed, one of my favorite stories in the Bible, and he hears the voice of God, and the old man who should have heard, who was chosen before him, had long since blocked his ears, and Samuel heard the voice of God, and after three times, he recognizes now. He said, Lord, go ahead and speak. I'm right here. I'm available. Are you available for God? A long time ago, I put it aside and said, you know what, God? I'm going to stop telling you how you can use me. I'm just talking to myself. I'm going to stop telling you how you can use me today, and I'm just going to be available to you. And if today you want to use my hands to heal somebody, they're your hands to start with. You're the potter. I'm the clay. Come on, somebody.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.